Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's fly.
It's hour number three. Ladies and gentlemen, take your phone call. Russell in Oregon has some more good points to make about Starlink and Elon Musk. Please continue, Russell.
Well, Alex, I just feel like this is, again, the point of leverage between negotiating for peace and for continuing to expand the war. And Starlink actually...
It's directing the drones, all of it. It's directing the whole robot attack.
Exactly. And Starlink was conscripted in August of 2022, this year, by DARPA.
It's a total giant weapon system beyond GPS rolled out under Elon Musk's auspices. That way they can't say the Pentagon's attacking Russia. Oh, it's just Elon Musk.
Exactly. And they're creating a system called BACN, and that's going to be a total global network of infrastructure of these low Earth orbiting
they're going to control the self-driving cars, all the AI. It's bad.
And on a totally unrelated subject, I just wanted to recommend, if it's possible, could you invite Whitney Webb on to do a long format interview with you? She is an amazing voice for truth. And
who is Whitney Webb? What's her website?
UnlimitedHangout.com, and she is one of the most incredible journalists in the world right now. She's an American in exile in Chile, and
all right, let's get Whitney Webb on. I'll believe you. We'll get her on. Whitney Webb, Unlimited Hangout.
I really appreciate the time, Alex, and hope you have a great Christmas, and God bless you.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, let's go to Ed in Texas. Ed, thank you for holding.
Good afternoon, sir. Pleasure, Mr. Alex Jones.
Welcome.
I just wanted to let you know I'm a cross-country truck driver, and I've been noticing a lot of unmarked buses at night. They're traveling at night. I don't see them during the day.
Oh, they admit that. They're processing and transferring the illegals during the night to cover it up. That's admitted. That came out of the Biden administration. Then they stop at hotels that are totally rented out just for the illegals, and then they move to the next site. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been seeing them at truck stops at Pilot Flying J. They lock up the bathrooms. A lot of people are going in and out. And the employees at these places are always on edge because they think they're going to steal something. And I just think it's pretty nutty.
What else would you like to add as a truck driver? I know you see a lot of stuff, brother.
I seen a van, unmarked white van with random children in it. They don't look like any of them were. I've been seeing a lot of weird stuff, Mr. Jones. A lot of weird stuff. A lot of people being moved around the country. Let's just put it that way.
And where are the children going? We videotaped the white vans where they just put babies, 2-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, boys and girls. They just get on them. No parents. Goodbye. It's not even government vans. They just disappear.
No idea. But this is happening. Everything you're saying is happening. People just need to open their eyes and just pay closer attention. I mean, I see it because I'm always on the road. But
brother, you should start, obviously not use your name or they'll go after you through your company, but you should start a YouTube, a Twitter, a Facebook, or send us clips at showtips@infowars.com and just shoot video of the stuff you see, brother.
I will, for sure.
We love you, Ed. Anything else you want to add?
Well, Mrs. Jones, I love you. Keep up the good fight. Thank you. Thank you for the crew. Thank you for your products. I've got your coins. I've got your book. Keep on fighting. Stay strong. I love you. Happy holidays.
Well, you say you love me, I love you. Let me just be clear. Without people like Ed that just called, we would be off air already. And you have my word of honor that all the stuff you see in the news is either a total lie or twisted fact. We don't have extra money. It's all BS. And we're going to stay on air for at least 2 years of appeals in this show if you simply fund InfoWars. And the good news is we're only about $250,000 a month behind. That sounds like a lot for an operation this big. Our bandwidth costs more than that. So we're right there. It's just so frustrating. I'm like, God, I could focus more on the show if I wasn't scrambling to get money all day. I spend half my time trying to get funds. And I'm not complaining. That's not what I should be doing. I want to file special reports. I want to do interviews. But God's in control, and God's working through you. But just please go to InfoWarsStore.com. The great InfoWars MD line is out. Look into it. Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock with the InfoWars Platinum line. That's amazing. We've got everything for everybody. Whatever you need, we got the best stuff. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with more calls in 60 seconds. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000-milligram high-quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10-milligram or the 20-milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I love taking your calls. You take us in so many amazing directions. We'll go back to the calls here in just a few minutes. But first, let's hit the COVID stack of the day. I usually hit it at the start of the show, but I get people get COVID fatigue, but this is one of their main takeover arms, bringing the cashless society, the worldwide vaccine passport. But here's Dr. Michael Yeadon, massive patent holder, head of Pfizer's vaccine program, then their head of all their science division, the actual head of the product production. You like have the head of the NSA as a politician, you don't have the head of technical, like Dr. William Binney. This was the head until 2018 when he retired. So he comes out in 2020 with an emergency letter with the head lawyer of the EU, the head lawyer of their medical system, Wolfgang Woodard, and they file an emergency multi-hundred-page report with all the links saying we need an emergency injunction. These shots will cause heart attacks, myocarditis, infertility, blood clots. They've already done mice studies with mRNA shots for coronavirus because mice get that as well. And mice, again, act just the same as us. Two animals act identical to humans with any poison, any virus, any pathogen. They are mice and rats, which are same family, and pigs. Basically 100% identical when it comes to how we respond. And so they already had the studies, just like the CDC document in October 2000 said, it'll cause heart attacks, blood clots, all that. He is not a Christian. He's a scientist. He didn't believe in God. And I've seen speeches he's given. He says now, after watching this, he thinks it's satanic. The coordination is like not human. It's next level. Anybody that studies this pulls back and goes, whoa, this is spiritual. This is interdimensional. That's what spiritual means. We only see in the light spectrum less than 10% of the light spectrum. Light spectrum, depending on what analysis you look at, is like 1/1,000,000,000th of the data. Just like you don't see cell phone radiation, you don't see radiation from a block of uranium or plutonium. Most laser beams you can't even see. Most stuff we can't see. All right? That's all that is. And he's saying this is Satan worship, what these shots do. Here he is.
The clinical trials were fraudulent. There are court cases ongoing right now. The manufacturing was fraudulent. They didn't do the production R&D required. It would take at least 2 years to do that. That means the regulatory authorizations were fraudulent. So FDA and CDC, the European Medicines Agency, the MHRA in Britain, they've all behaved fraudulently, pretty much by closing their eyes and just rubber stamping it. So they've not been tested, they're not safe, they don't work, they could never have worked in the elderly, and yet they are toxic. And then I talked at length, and I won't bore you with it again, that the very design of them could not have been more dangerous. They picked the only part of this purported pathogen, the spike protein, to express in your body. Your body,
by the way, hit pause.
Turns into a...
Back it up 10 seconds. The part of the virus they chose could not have been more deadly and dangerous. Of course. And then they have your body produce that, which is the most deadly part. In fact, the only part of the virus causing illness. Its power is that it's highly communicable. Its power is it's new, so scientists see it and get scared. Then they give you a vaccine to counter it that isn't a vaccine. Continue.
Bore you with it again. Look, the very design of them could not have been more dangerous. They picked the only part of this purported pathogen, the spike protein, to express in your bodies. Your bodies are turned into a spike protein factory, and spike proteins are definitely acutely toxic in loads of different ways. Autoimmunity, blood clots, neurological problems, impacts on fertility and so on. So I've told you that they've created the impression of a scare. They've smashed the economy and civil society using useless measures. They've got you to wait for a rushed so-called vaccine that was not shown to be effective or safe, that never could have worked, even if the original setup about a virus, viral threat was correct. And yet they've jabbed, I don't know, 4 billion, 6 billion poor souls. Something like 1 in 1,000 people have died. We don't know how many more will die. But we're into double figures of millions who've definitely been killed as a consequence of this policy. And that tells you that the people who are doing this are ruthless, I would say diabolical. We're beyond good and wrong and right, okay? We're in the good versus evil. I've not been a religious person, but I'm absolutely clear in my mind. The only people, the kind of planning and thinking it takes to have done what has happened are people who would worship Satan. They're not normal people. I couldn't do one part of this and continue to be alive after I've done it.
Back it up 25 seconds. The type of planning and work that's gone into this could only be done by the type of people that worship Satan. Yeah. Bingo. It ain't human run. I can tell you I've been around the top globalists. Nobody's home. They're not running jack crap. They're avatars. James Cameron tells you in this movie, oh yeah, you think this is a person walking around? It's a meat puppet, folks. They had free will. Something came and knocked on the door. I'll give you some knowledge if you let me in. Sure. And then they get you to commit crimes, which moves the Holy Spirit. Because when you commit crimes against children, crimes against innocents, God's transmission gets jammed. And as soon as that transmission that you're not possessed by, but you're influenced by, is removed, now you're alone. And right then, they come in and they get your ass. David Icke talks about being in a BBC broadcast green room with a former British prime minister who was later connected and kidnapped dead children. It was mainstream news. And he's sitting there by the makeup room having his makeup taken off, and he stands up next to David Icke, getting ready to go on the show. The makeup room's up in the main BBC headquarters, one that Icke's talking about. The same rooms, and there's makeup, there's little rooms, and the former British Prime Minister gets up, and they're sitting in a room that's lit. He looks right at him, and the eyes go black, like the gate opens, and he goes, he scans him head to toe, and Ike's sitting there. This is what woke Ike up, was seeing stuff like this. He's in the BBC headquarters, folks. That's like the New World Order command base where these freaking things are at. And yes, an alien. He was there with an alien. But it was a human body. If you look about movies like a flying saucer crashes, little gray men get out and all this crap. No, they take over your body, folks. But when they open that gate up, whatever they had coming through, open the dimension up, black space, black eyes, nothing there. It was an instrument. And it was scanning David Icke head to toe. And I've experienced that around globalists as well. And I've talked to other talk show hosts and people. I mean, he told the story. And I even know the production company who it was, because I've been involved in a major some TV shows that was run by the same company. I never met with the guy. But the head of this major, it's like the number two reality TV show company in the world. They've been number one sometimes. And they call him in and they say, hey, you're going to do a show with one of the guys from Motley Crue, conspiracy show. You've got the job. But all we need you to do is pledge allegiance to Lucifer. And Mark Dice said, well, I mean, is this a joke? He said, no, we really need you to do this. They said, I'm not going to do it. They said, we thought you weren't. You can go. Had the deal, had already met with the Motley Crue guy, already done shoots, everything. At the end of the day, they need to pledge allegiance to Lucifer. I know another national talk show host, very well-known name, who had a show as big as Howard Stern's in the mid-90s. And they called him into one of those meetings in L.A. The lights were very low. And he goes in with this CEO in the meeting. And the guy's sitting there at the desk. And right in front of him turned into, like, what you describe as a lizard with hair for just 10 seconds. And said, now you know who we are. You're going to get down on your knees. You're going to work with us. And he got up and he left. That's Mancow. That happened to Mancow. And this is real, folks. This is 100% real. In my experience, one of these global states looked at me and they said, you think you're powerful, Jones? Went like that, and their eyes literally glowed green right there 5 feet from them. They laughed at me. These are aliens, folks. Let's get it out in the open. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sun, you think we're all alone? Think again, this planet's very special. It's teeming with energy. There's a battle happening here. God sends his children here to be tested. A prison planet to make the faithful strong and the weak submit to evil. Yes, God gives us free will, but he puts us to the furnace side who will serve him on the next level. Don't be a fool and serve Satan. You can only transcend Satan by reaching out to God. God's hand is waiting. Henry in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
God bless you, sir. I just to let you know, I used to be a minute man. I used to sit on the border waiting for the drugs to come over. We thought if we popped a bag or two, we were doing good. But now we're being invaded. Everybody can look up the invasion of America.
Boy, weren't the Minutemen and the Tea Party people right warning of this? It's all happened now.
Yes, sir. First, I just want to say we all do love you and pray for you, but I want to say a prayer because I believe in Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for Alex Jones' family and all the people in the Truth of America, and bless this message, Lord, and bless Alex Jones and his family, and that they prosper and be strong. Amen. We think that you should start the Alex Jones School of Journalism and teach us all to be like you. It'd be nice to have 10,000 Alex Jones.
Well, it would be good to have a school of journalism because I'm not that good, and I've been truthful, but I made a lot of mistakes. So I could definitely teach people the ins and outs and how stuff really works. That would, if I had the energy, the time, the money, and the wherewithal, it would be great to have a school of journalism. That's a great idea.
1,000. We need 1,000, Alex Jones. But let's get right to it. Brian Terry was a friend of mine, and Brian Terry was murdered by narco cartel traffickers. And what's going on right now down here in Arizona is they want Arizona. They're trying to take Arizona, but I'm going to make a sworn statement that any judge, anybody can have, FBI, you know, a sworn statement and whole truth, nothing but truth, of God right here on air. The feds got a little junk car out in front of our ranch that they're scanning, they're spying on us, but we know they're there. Here's the deal. Adrian Fontes, is running for Secretary of State. He's actually a cartel member from Sinaloa Cartel. He was never even born in America.
Well, I don't know about that guy. I don't really know, but I do know in Austin they busted the mayor's brother running a safe out with kidnapped people in it. They were torturing for money. So yes, many of the so-called leaders you see are actually cartel leaders.
Yeah, well, actually, he is actually 100%. Adrian Fontes, who's running for Secretary of State, is nothing but a defense attorney. He helped the guys that killed Brian Terry.
Well, that's what I found. It's liberal immigration lawyers and defense lawyers are actually the leaders of these of the cartel arm in the U.S.
And Hector Sanchez Barba, he's the head of the World Planned Parenthood, and he's running Mi Familia Vota that also infects Texas. And he's Mi Familia Vota injected a lot of votes into the election that totally offset the election. Now, he also is responsible for a lot of the Oregon harvesting that's been going on, and they have testimonies, sworn testimonies already on record where they stuff dead baby bodies with drugs. Hector Sanchez Barba and Mi Familia Vota needs to be shut down right now and subtract
well,
those.
I appreciate your call. I don't really know those names, those people, but I know that stuff goes on, but I appreciate your call. Send me some information. Jordan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Alex?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the FTX scandal a little bit. I feel like that's really the smoking gun going on with the Democrats with the money laundering. I feel like that could blow this whole thing wide open and put a lot of the New World Order behind bars.
Oh, I think Sam Bankman-Fried is going to be Epstein. He's even got Epstein's lawyer.
Yeah, I think he needs to be, like, really, really kept a close eye on, because I seriously feel like this is a smoking gun. I mean, and most of that goes by the media not covering him so much, not covering this whole thing. The lack of media coverage is what really sets a red flag off in my head,
No, I agree. They've been really burying that, haven't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, he was supposed to testify by Congress, yeah, but he got arrested. I didn't hang up on you. I appreciate your call. Jefferson in Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
Earlier you were talking about the tyranny and how the minions were going to go along with the tyranny and they were going to pay for it because they're going to get killed off. But we live in a very strange time where they can kill almost everybody they want to. Brzezinski told us this. It's easier to kill a million people now than it is to convince them to go your way.
That's right. Guys, pull that up. It's about 10 years ago. Zbigniew Brzezinski tells Canadian CFR, or just Brzezinski says it's easier to kill a million people than to control a million people, is a quote.
Correct. And that means they're going for broke here. They will hit us with everything they have to win this war. There's no chivalry left in this battle. They are going to go for broke. They will hit us with EMP weapons of our own to shut down our system if they want to.
I agree. The sky's the limit. They'll blame it on Russia.
Right. So they think they're going to win. They're going to get away with it. So that the people that are going along with it think they'll be the elect. They'll be the selected people that get to dodge the bullet. And then they'll be able to use these suppressed technologies to rebuild the world the way they want it to be and use the robots and the AI to run things. And they'll never think twice about us. They're going.
I agree. So what do we do, Jefferson?
Well, we have to figure out what their Achilles heel is. What is their one weakness? What's the one thing that makes them pause? It's the same thing that makes us pause. Is what about their children? What about their progeny? How can we make them wonder about whether they're going to be able to continue living?
A lot of Republicans are saying we should ballot harvest and cheat now, and that's how to beat them. But then we just become them. But imagine. I mean, the problem is, if you take out the top 50 globalists, they've got more scum behind them. I think we have to kill their ideas.
That's why you need them to confess to what they're doing, and you can convince them to confess in any number of different ways. But, you have to think about it from your terms. What's the one thing that would make you stop fighting if they had a hold of your kids?
Nope, wouldn't make me stop.
Well, when they start sending body parts to you.
Well, they're dead already by then, aren't they? We're going to lose them all anyways. Now, So you're saying go out and kidnap globalist children and cut their fingers off and mail it to them in the mail?
I'm saying that's what it's going to boil down to. We're going to have to bite the bullet here and figure out that if we're not willing to ask for God's forgiveness for having done what we needed to do, if we're worried about our souls, when what we should be worried about is winning. And there's a funny line in the West Wing. Toby Ziegler used to say, they'll love us after we win. You have to stop worrying about how you win because they don't care how they win. They broke the rules first.
But don't you see how the devil wins by getting them to break the rules and we do?
Well, we're allowed to ask for forgiveness for anything we do.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call, but I do not want to kidnap globalist children and cut their fingers off and mail it to them. I'd rather wake up the globalist children and have them join us. But the world they've created is where we're going. And so they'll hurt enough people or what you're saying is going to happen, but I don't support it. That's where we're going.
God help.
Yeah. Fire like Carlos and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. These calls are hardcore.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Was already number one rock star at the time, 13, 14 years ago, and I learned he was a listener. He's wearing InfoWars shirts on air, on concerts. And so he came to Austin, and we met once, and he's on the show a few times, and they came after him and said, we're gonna destroy you if you don't do it. So he came out and said, well, I don't believe those views anymore. I've grown up. But it doesn't matter. Those songs he put out that were number one, a whole bunch of them, were directly inspired by this broadcast and by you supporting the broadcast. And that's how many things, so many cultural things we look at were influenced by InfoWars and had huge effects. And all of you have that power as well. You just don't know how powerful you are. And sometimes the effects we had really weren't even that political. That's when I learned the power of persuasion, the power of what we do. Even jokes I did and things I covered that I wasn't thinking was having any effect had the biggest effects. When I met Mike Judge, we're good friends many, many years ago. I've known Mike now personally more than a decade. And yeah, I met with him a few times. We had dinner a few times. He said, hey, come by my house. I want to show you something. He had the old VHS tapes of him in the mid-1990s when he was first riding King of the Hill after Beavis and Butthead. And he said, did you know that you and two other guys off Access TV and people I grew up around in Garland outside Dallas are the influence of Hank Hill and Dale Gribble and the other guy? You see the episodes of the American flag with the gold fringe and the conspiracies and all that. And that was me. And it gets like, oh, look, I influenced King of the Hill. No, I didn't influence King of the Hill. I'm one third of the influence in those characters. That's massive. And he gave us an interview and said that. Remember, I told one of my friends, Pat Riley, about 8, 9 years ago when I first met him. He was talking about how much he loved Mike Judge. And I said, yeah, did you know that I'm one of the main influences of King of the Hill? And he goes, okay, I've known you. I know you're a talk show host. I think you're crazy. I said, here, I just did the interview a month ago with him. He watched the interview, was totally blown away. And I said, the next day, I said, hey, I'm going out to Mike Judge's ranch north of Austin to do some shooting. That was when they were starting, about to start, about a year before they started Silicon Valley. It was basically the cast of Silicon Valley out there. He was just like, really? I said, yeah, let me just take you to meet Mike Judge. But the point is that people don't recognize greatness when they see it, especially when it's so friendly and, you know, right up front and just talking to folks. So I don't tell those stories to say, oh, aren't we impressive? When I tell you the Mark Dice story about them trying to pledge himself to Lucifer before he got his contract for a national TV show, that happened. He told me privately about it 2 years before he went public. When I tell you about the story that he's told on air about David Icke, it's real. I believe him because I've seen something very similar. And it's like, I'm at the point of like, do I tell them this because it sounds so crazy? It's the truth. So I'm just going to tell you. There's even more, folks. So once you're connected to God, the veil opens. And once you're connected to Satan, it opens as well, but different veil. They have knowledge of evil, knowledge of Satan, knowledge of this whole thing going on. We open up the veil to God, and God opens the veil to us, and we see so much more than even the Satanists see. But let me tell you, it's going to be wild. You really get the Holy Spirit, you're not going to dream once a week. You're not going to dream during REM sleep when you've been asleep 7 hours for the last half hour of sleep. You're going to dream for 8 hours straight like I do. I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, woke up at midnight after just dream after dream after dream, lifetimes of dreams, incredible dreams. I got up, got some water, took a piss, went back to bed, 3 more hours of nonstop dreams. Went back to sleep, woke up at 5 a.m. I said, I want to see some more of this, baby. Went back to sleep till 7 a.m. And I had adventures you couldn't imagine. Didn't have those dreams till I got lined up with God. So there's a lot going on while we're asleep. Scientists now confirm what the ancient mystics told us. Our brain can go into higher dimensions, fold space, go different places, you name it. Not just work through problems in the subconscious. And when you are connected to God, man, it's incredible. And so just what I get in my dream life is worth being lined up in a firing squad and shot. Because I get that third eye being opened. And I saw a clip I was going to play Sunday. Will you guys queue it up and I'll go back to calls? If you can find about the third eye, it's like 2 minutes long. And it's an individual talking about Pinocchio and the archetype of the pineal gland, which is 100% true in the allegory of Pinocchio. And I saw a lot of the comments on Twitter saying, this guy's an occultist. Don't open your third eye. You're going to go to hell if you do it. No. Opening your third eye means you become spiritually connected. Yes, if you're already into evil, it'll become worse for you. If you're already connected to God, that's what happens. And I meant to show it yesterday. Well, you guys, if you could find it on Twitter, the Argentinian team won the game, you know, the big World Cup. And the captain of the team put his hands up like this, you know, all five fingers out, like, yay, we're winning. And he held the trophy like this two fingers with his other fingers out, with his finger like that. And all the fake Pharisee Christians said, look, it's Baphomet. He's giving a Baphomet symbol. Even when I give you an example of it, they'll grab clips of me and say, here's Jones giving the Baphomet symbol. But that's not what the head of the Argentinian team was doing. He was holding a trophy and had his fingers out excited, holding the trophy. So a swastika on a Buddhist temple is not a Nazi swastika. Or if I go, hey, everything's okay, that's the symbol of okay. Doesn't mean just because the Illuminati uses that. It's the intention that matters. It's what you mean by it. Every symbol we've got, God gave us, and it's been expropriated by the enemy. So the Satanists don't want you to open your third eye unless they've got full control of you and then they can use that. But God, the Holy Spirit, will open your third eye. Yeah, you guys found it. Look at that. All over the internet. Oh, look at the Argentinian captain. He's Baphomet. No, he's not. He's holding a trophy and puts his fingers out. That's evil to accuse somebody that's done nothing of being a Satanist when it turns out that guy's a Christian. I looked it up. No, holding a trophy and putting your two fingers out is not satanic. And I've given many examples where I go, when people do the UT symbol, which is the hook 'em horns, that's not satanic, that means a cow. And when I do that, the people that attack me, the fake Christians, they go, look, Jones is doing Hell Satan. No, I'm educating people of what the symbol means. It's like the I love you symbols like that. So Bolsonaro did that. People said, oh, Bolsonaro's a Satanist. Oh, really? Judge the tree by the fruit. Attack the real Satanists that are out in the open. Here's the clip on Pinocchio.
On your gland is the third eye. When you read the story of Pinocchio, Pinocchio has two words, pine, P-I-N, on your gland, and occhio is ocular. Occhio, in Italian, is eye. That's why you go to an oculist. So Pinocchio means the pineal gland. Pinocchio is a puppet. He's not a real person. In order to become a real person, to ascend, you have to activate your pineal gland. You have to stop telling lies. You have to stop being deceived by your friends. You have to stop going to the circuses and the shows. As all the philosophers have ever said, getting drunk, intoxicated with drugs, and to be sober. So the pineal gland is the third eye, and it's our highest consciousness. If you want to be real, just read the story of Pinocchio and activate your Pinocchio.
And so he's telling you, don't use drugs, connect to God. And so people go, oh my God, it's a devil worshiper, third eye. No, the fluoride attacks it in scientific studies. The pineal gland's real. It's directly connected to higher dimensional and higher brain waves in the body. And iodine directly clears that out. That's why they take it out of the food, take it out of the salt, strip it, because then you're a zombie. They know what they're doing. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with Carlos, everybody else, I promise. Bam, bam, bam. Put to every one of your calls before I punch out of here and the guest host takes over. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Banned on video. Not just my videos, not just Owen's, not just Harrison's, but over 200 other great contributors at Banned on Video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some big guests Thursday and Friday lined up here for you on the Alex Jones Show. Please remember, I'm very thankful and I'm very humble for all of you keeping us on air. We're not funded by Globals. We're funded by you. We got great products that empower your life. So thanks for commissioning me in this fight. And thank you for allowing all of this success to happen. But you hear the callers call in that say, you know, I listened for years and I finally bought the products and they changed my life. They're incredible. So many of you, the vast majority of you, have never gone InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Get the InfoWars MD line that's out. Our turmeric's the strongest out there. Turmeric 95, so good for your joints, your body, your cells. It's anti-cancer. It's everything. That's there. We've got the CBD oil that's almost sold out. Highest quality, 50% off what you get these similar brands in stores. It's high end. 1,000 milligram, you name it. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com under InfoWars MD. And, of course, the Real Red Pill Plus. I'm not going to spend 10 minutes telling you what it does. But it supercharges your whole body. Research the Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off, finally back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion, will you put that back up? 60% off. They must have misunderstood what I said. It's almost sold out. And I said, still at 50% off. They're 60% off, even though it's going to sell out. Well, I'm going to change that tomorrow. So it'll be back to 50 tomorrow. I think that's a typo. But click on that and see if that's right. 60% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Wow. That is, oh my gosh, that is 60%. That's 50. Okay, that's a typo. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I want to talk about Ukraine and, if possible, about Zelensky. The Prussian military philosopher Clausewitz said clearly that the aim of the commander is to destroy the military equipment of the enemy, not to seize real estate. And with that dictum, I have noticed only three analysts that really have understood the Russian approach to the military operation. One was InfoWars Robert Barnes. I agreed with him 100% because I had been thinking, why are the Russians parked just outside Kiev doing nothing? You know, what the idea was to have the attention focused on the taking of the capital, while from two other sides, they were taking the south, and they were taking part of the Donbass back. Then they moved the troops towards...
No, but Carlos, we know that was the plan, but the Russians are up against NATO and the U.S. and are having incredible losses. Even Putin admits this is much harder than they thought.
Well, of course, because the Russians never expected to be fighting a proxy war with NATO. They never wanted to declare war against Russia, against Ukraine. It was basically a military operation. And another thing people don't understand is that Putin is not an absolute dictator. He has limits upon what he can use. He was given permission to engage in a conventional military operation, but not to declare war on Ukraine. That was something totally out of the order, and there have been no reason for it. The only thing that's left for Russia to do is just to keep cool, to keep doing what they're doing, destroying the military equipment, to set a perimeter of security.
Sure. Why do you think they blew up another Russian pipeline yesterday? Why is NATO cutting the gas off to Europe? I guess just so they have no other choice but to fight Russia, because Russia then can't use the leverage of the pipelines over them?
No, because Israel is coming in from the south with LNG, and it was the plan for...
Well, no, you're right. And they just turned on the day that the pipeline was blown up, that new Northern Europe pipeline.
Exactly. So that's the whole point, right? And so what you're going to be seeing from now on is, and people should understand when they see Zelensky talking to the government of the United States, is that he's using the money from the United States and the HIMARS equipment to kill civilians, because they're using it to shoot people in areas in the Donbass that have no military
application. Zelensky's a dictator. He's committing war crimes. He's banned the major oldest church in the country. It's outrageous. And the man is a dictator. He banned all political parties but his, including leftists that supported him. I mean, that is a dictator. We are now supporting a dictator in this war. It is shameful. Thank you, Carlos. Let's talk to Paul in Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I want to start off by saying I appreciate what you're doing for freedom of speech in this country. As an American, I value this most. It is our greatest gift. And
since you thanked me, let me just say this now, and I'm going to let you talk, and I appreciate you calling. I'm in the jaws of this. I knew we were all in the jaws of it, so I've been fighting for my life because I knew this was coming. But now, sir, I don't have a choice but to fight with everything I got. They are literally trying to destroy me and my family and my crew right now. So thank you. But understand now, I'm fully committed to the fight, and I can only win this with your help, so please help me. I'm just telling you, I'm a very desperate person, just like we all are once we realize where we're at. But thank you, sir.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing, and we're definitely supporting you. I have friends who are Democrats, friends who are Republicans, and friends who are independent. And the one thing that all of my friends have in common is we're Americans. Oh, I should say two things. We're Americans, and we believe in freedom of speech. And the word that falls into that line is liberal. There are Republicans who are liberal. There are independents who are liberal, and there are Democrats that are liberal. The far left are not liberal. They don't believe in an exchange of ideas.
They are authoritarian, really communist fascist.
Exactly. They are suppressionists. And I think, I don't want to get on your case about this, but I wish in the future you'd quit calling them liberals. Call them suppressionists.
No, you're absolutely right. Liberal is too... Thomas Jefferson was a liberal for more freedom, more food, more money, more guns, more personal autonomy. A classical liberal is a conservative today. trying to conserve our classical liberal values. You're right. I just use the terms the public knows. These are authoritarian, French Revolution, neo-communist, just tyrants. They are suppressionists. They are control freaks. They are a power cult.
They have very little...
George Orwell, different. Before he died, who'd worked at the hot top of OSS and MI6, their head propagandist, number two in the whole agency, said, there is no left and right. There's only a power cult that wants to rule the people.
Exactly. I believe the first thing we should do in our fight is strip them of their mask. Stop calling them liberals. Take away that false...
Listen, I promise you, Paul, and anytime the crew catches me, anytime I call them liberals, the crew needs to get in my ear. They don't do this, but I want them to. You're right. They are not liberals. Liberal means more freedom, not lockdowns and forced shots. Liberal means more money, not less. Not, oh, you'll own nothing and have nothing and like it. Exactly. Klaus Schwab's not a liberal. He is an evil control freak that wants to suppress us.
Exactly. Exactly. And Pelosi and Schiff and the others, they're just suppressionists.
You're right. They want to suppress our freedom. They want to suppress our freedom. You know, people have the term, be tolerant. I am tolerant. They're not tolerant of us.
And they're trying to change our vocabulary. Words no longer mean anything.
Well, the new thing officially is don't say the word American.
Yes. Don't say the word American. Liberal does not mean...
In fact, I'm putting a T-shirt out. T-shirts are coming back soon. It's going to say American, Infowars.com.
All right.
Great. Great. Way to go.
Let me tell you, I appreciate your call. I went to a event in, when was it? It was about 3 years ago. And it was called Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and Fake News. And they shut down downtown part of Congress Street, and they had my name up there and everything, and I show up at a free event with thousands of people that try to throw me out. We have video of it. And I go ahead and get up there where they can hear me on the mic, and I say, we're all Americans. Let's come together. Let's stop. And they went, when I said American, it was like High Noon to Vampires, or you turn the lights on, the cockroaches run. They went, they hate us having a country. They hate what the country stands for. They're trying to usurp it. That's why I love the great movie whatever his name is, that made Escape from New York and so many other great movies like The Thing, John Carpenter, who was a classical liberal. And he's still alive, I guess. But John Carpenter, they got Snake Plissken about to send him into New York, and they go, Snake Plissken, American, Lieutenant, Special Forces. But the whole point is they go, American. And it's the way Lee Van Cleef says, Snake Plissken, American. And at the end of the day, that's what we are, and that's what we stand for, and what that term, American, stands for. Classical liberalism, freedom, and justice, and standing up for the little people. And you want to say one thing about American, or about Alex Jones, it's American. I want to be known as American. I loved it when Trump would call me the Texan. And Roger said, yeah, he calls you the Texan, and they talk about you all the time in the White House, blah, blah, blah. And Trump would call me. He goes, how's that Texan doing? Because out of the whole pantheon of America, I kind of see Texas as special. Just because some of its storied past. But, yeah, it's just we're blessed to be there with our past. We got to reinvigorate it and bring it forward and make something better with it. I'm going to shut up now. But InfoWars, Alex Jones, his crew, his audience, American. American. InfoWars is American. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.